Hi everyone, thank you for coming today to attend this session about mobile innovation and at the Tech Days Belgium 2012. My name is Philippe Lefesson and I have the great pleasure to animate and moderate this session for you today. Bonjour, je m'appelle Philippe Lefesson et j'ai le grand plaisir de présenter cette session dédiée à l'innovation dans l'environnement mobile lors de cette Tech Days 2012. So, today we will have the pleasure to welcome three speakers, and these three persons will talk to us about three different types of innovation in the mobile business. Nous allons avoir le plaisir de recevoir trois speakers, trois personnalités de l'environnement et de l'écosystème Microsoft qui innovent dans le champ de la mobilité. Et ces trois personnes nous présenteront trois différents aspects de l'innovation dans le domaine du mobile. So these three domain of innovation in the mobile business will be how can companies use the mobile phones and tomorrow the tablets to improve their business, to develop their business. That will be the first topic with Koen Pellegrims from the company Flowpilot. Donc le premier sujet sera consacré au mobile marketing, mais aussi plus largement à l'utilisation du mobile et des tablettes par les entreprises pour développer leur business, augmenter leurs relations avec les utilisateurs et leurs clients. So that will be the first topic. The second topic will be very interesting. I'm very fond about that. It is about mobile gaming because there is a change in the gaming this year. What is this change? Gaming is coming inside everything. Everything is becoming gaming. This is what we call gamification. And the gamification is a very important trend in the mobile marketing today. So we will talk about it with David Merzel from Microsoft Belgium. Donc nous recevrons David Merzel qui nous présentera aujourd'hui comment la gamification envahit un peu tous les champs du marketing et comment les applications qui étaient sérieuses deviennent des jeux, les applications qui étaient des jeux deviennent sérieux, how mobile advertising can become a kind of gaming and how mobile gaming can become a kind of serious game. We will talk about it with David Merzel in the second time. And then in the third time of this session, we will have the great pleasure to meet Gregory Rona, the founder, CEO and founder of the company called XBrainsoft. And XBrainsoft is a company specialized in ambient intelligence. What do they do? They just provide a kind of platform to make your own personal life assistant who can talk to. So, donc, nous recevrons dans un troisième temps Grégory Renard, fondateur et CEO de la société XBrainsoft, qui nous présentera la plateforme qu'ils ont mis au point pour créer des assistants personnels sur les mobiles, sur les tablettes, sur les PC, avec lesquels vous pourrez dialoguer en langage naturel en mode vocal. C'est-à-dire, vous pourrez lui poser toutes sortes de questions. Grégory Renard nous présentera ce troisième aspect de l'innovation dans le domaine de la mobilité. So finally, we will talk about three very important topics for you companies in the mobile business. How can I use the mobile devices to develop my business? How can I use the mobile for gaming, for gamification, for enjoying the relation with my partners, with my customers? And then how can I use the mobile as a kind of personal life assistant? C'est ce que nous verrons aujourd'hui. Lors de cette session. En petit propos d'introduction, as a few words of introduction, I would like to talk to you a little bit about Japan and overseas business, mobile business. During my career, I had the great opportunity to work as a consultant for Japanese companies, Korean companies, European companies. I've been one of the members of not only the Mobile Marketing Association in Europe, but also a member of the Mobile Marketing and Solution Association in Japan. So I have 10 years of experience working both in Japan and in Europe. So let me tell you a few words about what happens over there. And we all have a kind of founding experience, a kind of first very important experience. My first very important experience about mobile advertising was in Japan. And it was a few years ago when in Japan a famous brand launched a campaign, an advertising campaign called Freedom Project. What was the Freedom Project? Freedom Project is a campaign ruled by Cup Noodle, a very famous brand making instant noodle. You know the kind of noodle, you open the box, you verse boiling water, and you wait 2 minutes for having your noodles. Donc, cette expérience que j'ai eue il y a quelques années au Japon, c'était de découvrir la campagne de la compagnie Cup Noodle, qui avait utilisé donc le mobile pour créer un dispositif très important. Ce dispositif très important, voici un exemple. Here is an example of what was the Freedom Project. Freedom Project was a huge advertising campaigns with billboards into the subway of Tokyo and every cities in Japan. And that was the first time I saw a mobile advertising campaign, with the mobile device at the heart of this 360 degrees campaign. Donc, à cette époque, nous pouvions voir que la compagnie Cup Noodle avait placé le mobile au cœur de sa communication 360 au Japon pour le lancement d'un nouveau produit. What was interesting is that they used the time, you know, I said that you open the box, you verse boiling water, and you wait 2 minutes. They got an idea. They say, let's use these 2 minutes. People are waiting for their noodle. So they put a kind of QR code on inside the box. So when you open the box, versing your boiling water, you could shoot, you could scan the 2D barcode and then access to a kind of mobizode. And so here is the link. I engage you, if you're interested in manga, in animation movie, you can have a look on this link. And so you can see a few mobizodes. What was very interesting was not only the size, the large size of the advertising campaign. It was also because they used a very famous manga author called Katsuhiro Otomo. And Katsuhiro Otomo is very famous in Japan because he's the author of a very famous manga series called Akira. Donc, si vous connaissez un petit peu l'univers des mangas, vous connaissez peut-être Katsuhiro Otomo, qui est l'auteur du manga Akira, et qui a été, en fait, utilisé, qui a été engagé par la compagnie Cup Noodle à cette époque-là, pour réaliser donc une dizaine d'épisodes. They made around 10 episodes of this series. Each episode was during 1.5 minutes. Just the time you were waiting for your boiling noodles. So they had this idea, and that was the first time I saw a so important campaign, advertising campaign, using mobile phone. So I just wanted to tell you a few words about that, because I really think that we already passed that, and we are on this way in Europe. We are on the way to use the mobile phone as a very powerful device to develop your business, to develop your relation with your customers, and to make it a kind of a very pleasing relation between your brand and your customers. This is the way they used it in Japan. We are on this way in Europe. And just another word about a service we will talk about during this session is iConcierge. iConcierge is the personal life assistant service launched by NTT Docomo in 2009. Donc, iConcierge est un service qui a été lancé par NTT Docomo, l'opérateur leader au Japon, en 2009. Donc, ce service est un service d'assistant personnel sur votre mobile et vous pouvez lui demander toutes sortes de choses. Il vous connaît, il vous rend des services. And so, this personal life assistant can make a lot of things to you. It can give you some good bargain, some good opportunities, restaurants, and everything. We'll talk about it because Gregory Renard from the company XBrainsoft will say a few words, and not only a few words, he will really present his full platform to make even better than what iConcierge do with this personal life assistant. So now it's time to start this session. We will have the pleasure to welcome Koen Peregrins. Please welcome him. So Koen, I think, so you can get the mic here.
Thank you. Thank you all for having me today. I'm I must admit, I made one mistake in preparing this presentation. I forgot it was the tech days and it was a techie audience. And so instead of bringing flashy demos, I brought some stills and screenshots. So I hope you will forgive me that small mistake. The example that you just gave, Philippe, is a cool example of what people are doing today with mobile and how mobile can really innovate the way we interact today with, in this case, products or, well, actually with the product itself, because the whole essence of waiting 2 minutes for your noodles is solved by a mobile application. But it still goes a lot to into the consumer market. So this is mainly a campaign directed towards consumers. Now, when we founded Flow Pilots, we saw that there was a big gap in the market in that there is a lot of application developers and application service providers, but very few of those enter the enterprise market. Very few of those target companies and corporate customers to see what we can do with mobile there. And at Flow Pilots, we're convinced that mobile can bring a lot more added value to companies than it can to consumers, even more added value to companies than it can to consumers. It's very, very early days there, but what's happening today is something that Gartner calls consumerization. People are using these apps. There's over hundreds of millions of apps in various app stores today. People are using these apps today at home. They're testing them on their tablets and on their smartphones, and they're starting to think, how can this bring value to my company? How could we use this? How could we translate this into the company? And so we see a lot of projects with people who are trying to translate whatever they're doing on iPads today or on Androids or on Windows phones. How can we translate this into, for example, our Salesforce or our Fieldforce? And that's the market where Flow Pilots wants to play. Now, there's one very big caveat in that market, that is, it's not enough just to build the app. Because if you build an app and you deliver it to the customer, and the customer will try it, and then they will say, oh, that's a great app. Now, how will we get it onto the smartphones of our 1,000 salespersons across the world? And so the whole after sales, let's say the after development, so deploying applications, connecting securely to the enterprise systems, providing help desk and support, let's say the boring stuff of mobile is also very important in this enterprise market. And so that's one of the reasons why we as Flow Pilots want to enter that market and offer those services to our customers. Now, I've been, like Philippe, I've been in mobile for over 10 years. A lot has changed along the way. And for me, one of the biggest changes that we've had in mobile is that people are starting to think not from the desktop to the mobile, but are starting to think from the mobile. And sometimes forgetting the desktop, sometimes thinking of the desktop secondly. And I'll show you what was happening a few years ago. A few years ago, you have this kind of applications, which is, for those of you who work with this, is Siebel. It's a CRM system. This is the web interface. You manage your contacts here, you manage your customer relationships, and you manage your leads and opportunities in this kind of system. Now, has anyone seen the mobile client for Siebel, ever? This is Siebel's mobile client. On a very nice Microsoft device, by the way, compact device. but you see what I mean. This is taking the Siebel interface from the desktop and trying to cram it onto a mobile device. One of the major changes that we're seeing today is that people are actually thinking about user experience from the mobile. And I think that whatever Microsoft is doing with Windows Phone 7 is a beautiful example of how to rethink the user interface on a mobile device and how people are interacting with these devices, which is very differently from in this case, for example, the web. Imagine trying to click one of those links with that device because the device didn't have a touchscreen, so it's very annoying to try to tap a link, for example. So one of the paradigms that we believe in at Flow Pilots is mobile first. There's another company that has that paradigm, mobile first. I'm not allowed to mention the G word today, probably. But it means that you start to think from what is it that the user actually needs to do? What is the essence of the task at hand? And how can we bring this to a mobile device as simple and as efficiently as possible? In the case of CRM, the main thing that you want to do is get the customer details. Where is the customer? When you arrive at the customer, get a product list, write up an order, and that's it. If the customer wants to order, you want to capture that order, and that's it. You don't need to be able to create new customers on the mobile device. You don't need to be able to follow up entire sales funnels on the mobile device. That's stuff that you can do on the desktop. So our aim at Flow Pilots is to develop applications that do one thing and do one thing very, very well. Most users in companies will do the same task 80% of the time. A salesperson has to do sales and not manage customers in some kind of CRM system. I'll jump to a few examples. This is a very, very simple application, and you'll see the two examples that I brought today are very simple in essence, just to show you that added value doesn't always have to mean complexity or innovation. This is something that we built for Agfa. This is an application that's being used on a Congress, and it's very, very simple. The only thing they do is, on the left side, you have product categories. From those categories, you get product information, and from that product information, you go into the product sheets, and there's some documents below. Now, this is on a tablet because it's relatively big. You open the collateral on the application, PDFs, movies, simulators, for example, ROI simulators, you can open as well. And then the customer, the little small red button that below, is when you're talking to someone on a conference, the customer can just select some information and say, I want to receive this. And then you capture the email address of the customer, and the information arrives in his mailbox. Now, that is dead and plain simple application. But what this means for Agfa is that whenever they're talking to a customer at a congress, it means that they have something to give to the customer. It's digital information, it's documentation. But in exchange for giving this information, they can ask something for the customer, and in this case, it's an email address. So they capture the customer's details, and at the end of the conference, they know exactly with whom they talked and registered everyone that passed by that booth. This is the very first small step for Agfa into the realm of mobile. And it's a very simple application, but it's a first entry point. It shows you how tablets can be used in the sales process. Now, if you take the visionary approach of this application, then this is something that's not going to be used by salespeople, but the documentation on the device will, for example, be technical manuals, and they'll be interactive. And you'll be able, as an engineer maintaining one of these devices, to take your tablet device, put it next to the machine, and the machine will instruct you how to open the device. Unscrew screws 1, 2, 3. Take out the red wire. Measure the signal strength at this point in the machine. Enter this data into the application. The application will say this is okay or this is not okay. If it's not okay, change that setting over there. And so this is really becoming a tool to help the engineer to avoid costs, to avoid errors, and that's bringing actual value to the business. And that too is innovation. Now, one of the questions that I was asked is how are tablets and phones being used in the enterprise? Now, it all depends on who's the user and in what context is the user working. So one of the other examples that I brought is something we built for NLO. NLO is a company that emerged from Electrabel, whom you probably all know. They were the former call center for Electrabel, and now they operate call center services for several clients across the country. For example, VOO and Société des Eaux are customers of NLO. In essence, the application only contains three screens, but these are three very, very important screens. The first one is the customer selection, so that's a very brief selection of customers that NLO has. This is, by the way, used by NLO management, so this is not a public application, not something that you can download. This is used internally. If you select, in this case, Electrabel, there's several lines that they operate for Electrabel, so several business units. You select the line, and the last screen is the most important. Those are the key performance indicators and the dashboard of how the call center is doing right now. So on that screen, they can exactly see how many calls are waiting in the queue, how long does an average person have to wait on the phone right now, and are we meeting, and that's the big number on the right, are we meeting the service level agreements that we agreed with Electrabel? Now, I don't have to tell you that this is a super, super valuable application for NLO management, because the only thing that Electrabel measures NLO on is service level agreements. Are you meeting the agreements that we set in the contract? Again, something very, very simple on the front end. On the back end, of course, integrating with the core data systems of NLO. So one of the key questions there is, how do you connect securely to the back end system? How do you manage those mobile devices? How do you get them with everyone at NLO management? So not always as simple as it looks. Trying to think which slides I've also put in. Now, to conclude the question on tablets versus phones, one of the things that we need to get loose from if we start thinking mobile first is thinking device-centric. So if you ask the question, what about tablets, what about phones, you're actually thinking about one application on one sort of device. Now, this is a slide that I took from Jan Pasta from Belgacom, compliments to him, describing how applications are actually transcending the devices and the screens. And you have a lot of modus operandi in which an application could work across devices. You could, for example, on the top left, have an app that behaves in the same way on each platform. You could have an application that synchronizes data across platforms. Very simple example, there is contacts and emails and stuff that you have today on your mobile device. But things start to get interesting when you go to screen sharing. I forgot to put in those screenshots, but there's a very nice example of a game of Scrabble that you can play with a tablet in the middle, and that's your Scrabble board, and you have the little, what do you call them, the bollocks where the letters go, are on your smartphone. So everyone has their smartphone with their letters, and the virtual board is in the middle. And so the application transcends one device. There's another example of if you're watching television, because of course the slide is Belgacom, so there's televisions in there as well. You're watching the TV, and you're controlling the movie with your smartphone. There too, the application transcends the device. And so we try to think with our customers a lot more about application and application concepts rather than just devices and targeting particular platforms. Now, one of the exciting things that we see today in the market is, of course, on the smartphone part, there's a big war at hand. You have the Apples of this world, and you have the Androids of this world, and now Microsoft and Nokia are putting hands together to bring another contender into the market, not even mentioning BlackBerry anymore. And in that space, there's a true war at hand. So it's one against the other. Now, we see a lot more customers trying to diversify and try to meet every platform one next to the other. So we want to develop an application for iOS, and we also want the same application for Android, and we also want the same application for Windows Phone. This is not bearable for large deployments. And so with a lot of excitement, I look forward to Windows 8, because to me, Windows 8 will be the very first time that someone is trying to unify two platforms. And it won't be smartphones and tablets, but it will be PCs and platform and tablets. Right now, we still think about mobile and fixed as two separate worlds. But I think with the advent of Windows 8, we're trying to see, we'd like to see that there's the first vendor who tries to build one platform across tablets and PCs, and you'll see the difference between those platforms disappear. Because actually, a PC is just a tablet with a keyboard, isn't it? If you take one of the last thing I will do is a small experiment that I do with you, with a lot of people when I present. Take out your smartphone, whatever kind of smartphone it is. And think about the specs of your smartphone. I know some people have Lumia. I don't know the specs of the Lumia by heart. But think about the specs of your smartphone. Think about the processor that's inside. Think about the memory that's inside. And put your laptop next to it. Think about your laptop. So the laptop's probably a little more powerful in terms of processing. Little big screen. Storage, yes, but then we talk about cloud. So is storage really important on the mobile device? But then things start. Your laptop probably has Wi-Fi. This one has Wi-Fi and 3G included. Even more high-end versions of this device have long-term evolution as well, so the successor of 3G. It has NFC, it has an accelerometer, it has a compass, it has GPS built in, it has two cameras, full HD recording. That's stuff that you don't find in a laptop. So smartphones and tablets are becoming more powerful and more interesting and have more capabilities than your laptop. So why are people still targeting laptops as a main platform for their applications? So my main message today is think mobile first. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Quinn. So you're telling us that first we need to rethink mobile. We just need we cannot redevelop an application on the mobile. We need to rethink about it and to rethink it as a mobile.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that one of the books I can recommend is Mobile First by Luke W. And one of the things he says, if you develop for mobile first, it forces you to focus. It forces you to think about the essence of the application. Again, I refer back to the example of Siebel CRM. That screen is so bloated because there's no focus on what is it that the user actually wants to do. And on a mobile device, especially on smartphones, you are forced to think about the key tasks at hand. And that's also a challenge for the designer or the concept designer of the application itself.
Okay. So, and also a very important point is that we don't have anymore a kind of mobile environment and a kind of PC environment. Mobile internet or PC internet, there is just one internet.
There is just one internet. There is just one application that you can access from several devices. And depending on the context of the user, you might even consider not giving users laptops anymore. I got one question from an audience once, and they said when I proposed to ditch their laptops and just use smartphones for most of the people and tablets, you know what the killer application for laptops was in that audience? PowerPoint. Because that's one thing that's today undoable on a smartphone or a tablet, because that's one of the things that you really need a big screen for and a mouse and stuff like that. But let's, apart from PowerPoint and Excel, there's very few applications for which you really, really need the big PC. You can also connect a big screen to one of your smartphones, for example. So.
Okay, so thank you very much, Quinn. Thank you very much for this interesting presentation about mobile tablets, mobile marketing, mobile application. So we will find you in the,
in the space. I'll be here.
Okay, thank you very much. So now that we know that there is not anymore a mobile internet, a PC internet, but just one internet. Maintenant que nous savons qu'il n'y a après tout pas d'internet mobile, pas l'internet PC, mais un seul internet. Maintenant que nous savons que ce monde est ubiquitaire, that now we know that we are going to an ubiquitous world where everything is connected to several networks, where everything is always on. So now that we know that, we will see with David Merzel how gamification is making our life like a game. Or something like that. Yes. Bonjour David.
Bonjour.
Voici le clicker, voici ton micro. Tu vas nous expliquer aujourd'hui un petit peu comment la gamification, qu'est-ce que c'est que la gamification, qu'est-ce que c'est que cette tendance qui rend pas seulement le mobile, mais les tablettes, des supports de jeu pour un peu tout, pour apprendre et pour évoluer.
Yes. You hear me? Okay. How are you today? Ah. Okay, for me today it's really important to create also interactive with you, and it's quite cool to be in a cinema because you are too comfortable. So I'm going to go with you a little bit. I have a friend here. How are you?
Hi, David.
Hi. Okay. So I'm going to speak regarding gaming, you know, and is it gaming, gamification? I really want to make it enjoyable for you, okay? So, first of all, you know, I'm coming from a consumer company called Unilever, and now I've been working for Microsoft for 4 years. And coming from a consumer company, my perspective is completely different. It's really marketing perspective. Oh, it's, you know, it's device, very complex. Okay, no, it's... it's Logitech, okay. Okay, so that's me. So I'm going to... That's my avatar on Xbox. Who has an Xbox at home? Who is happy with Xbox? Okay, good. So I'm going to speak about gamification. That's really a big trend on top of other trends as social, as mobile, as localization. So, but this is also a very important trend. So for me, what's really important is the world won't never be the same. You have to imagine, four years ago, I was selling margarine. I was selling oils. And going to a company as Microsoft, for me, it's a big change. And I can say, really, being there, the world will never be the same. Never, never. And why is it so? It's we are moving from a PC era to a consumer era. So it means, for me, the company who will really win in the coming years will be the company meeting the consumer needs. Have you an idea what the consumer needs? Just, that's my friend here. You have an idea? Some consumer needs. It's written on the slide, you know.
I would say it's something personalized that you can get anywhere at any time.
Yes. I think it's a no-brainer. If I look at my daughter called Noah, I like to speak about my family during presentation for people who know me a little bit. Noah is really like this. All the time she's on Facebook, on Foursquare, on Twitter. If I cut wifey at home, it's a drama. It's a drama. If there is no chocolate in the fridge, it's not a drama. If she has to choose between chocolate and wifey, for her it's very, very clear. Wifey, wifey, wifey. Okay? So be informed, be connected anytime, anywhere. That's the most important thing for everyone today, and certainly for kids. You know that. Can someone explain this? Because we have tech people in this room. Is there someone who can explain this very easily? I'm going to ask you.
Well, there is no one computer anymore, but the same content or application runs on various devices, like the phone, the PC, and the TV.
Yes. And so, for the consumer point of view, what's really important, as I say before, be informed, be connected anytime, everywhere, on every device. So it's moving from one device to another to get the information, and all the information is in the cloud. But for the consumer perspective, cloud, it doesn't seem anything. For them, it's the information, to be connected, to get informed everywhere, anytime. But, and who is gamer in this room? That's very important to know. Ah, I have plenty of gamer there. Okay, cool. So, are you a hardcore gamer? Casual gamer?
Middle gamer.
Middle gamer, that's a new categorization. Very interesting. I've learned a lot today. But on what kind of game are you playing?
All kind of game.
All kind of game, okay. Are you that kind of gamer?
No.
Who recognizes himself in that kind of gamer? Ali, come on. You know, really the gamer playing overnight while smoking, while eating a pizza, I'm sure in this room there is one gamer like this. No, come on. It's impossible. Certainly with tech people, this guy. Are you a hardcore gamer? No? And here? No? Okay, there is no hardcore gamer. Okay, very cool. So this is the hardcore gamer some years ago. It exists right now. But some years ago, for the big companies like Sony, Microsoft, this was really the target audience. And we are moving from this target audience to a broader target audience, to a more family target audience. And it's the case for Sony, for Nintendo, and for Microsoft. As gamer, can you give me an example of console or devices which can be broader for the broader audience?
The Xbox.
Xbox. And why Xbox? Which device can help this?
The Kinect.
Okay, Kinect. That's the right answer. Thank you. So, indeed, Kinect, and I'm not going to sell Kinect today. That's not my purpose. I do that every day, but not today. Kinect is indeed a new way of reaching a broader audience. And why? Because for many women, and I see one woman in this room, so I'm going to ask her, why are you playing or not? Sometime. But is there any blocking factor for you?
Actually not, because you can dance and do sports, and I like that.
That's Kinect, but before Kinect, is there any blocking factor?
Maybe it was too complicated to use for me, so I cannot.
You know, voilà. That's the most interesting insight. Is for many people, it's quite complex to use a controller. You know, there are too many buttons on a controller, and therefore we've decided to launch Kinect because it's so simple, because you play with your body. It's a face recognition, it's recognition of your legs, of your arm, of your head, and it's a full body play game. Very simple. But that's gaming. Gaming is more than gaming. We have also what we call gamification. Is there anyone in the room who can explain what's gamification? There is a difference between gaming and gamification. No? No one? I can give you a reward for this. No one? A free Kinect, a free console? No? That's gamification, you know? If you give a reward to someone, directly you can ask people to do things they won't never do. That's gamification. And now I have someone who is going to explain me what's gamification. That's you? No? Yeah.
I think it's just achieving a goal by playing a game.
Exactly, you know? And my illustration was really good. I was giving directly an incentive. Okay, an achievement, and then directly you see people, I'm going to do that. But before that, I'm sure he was not ready to answer my question. So gamification is that, and you can find gamification in many apps today, as Nike Plus, as Foursquare. You know, in Foursquare it's magic, because you ask people to do things they would never do that before, and you can become mayor of a city or a point in a very easy way. So that's really gamification. Just to give you an example, click on the video. So it's... I'm coming back. Yes. Okay.
Can you help me?
Just to click on the video.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. All right.
Okay, so just to illustrate you... there is no sound. Ah, yes, there is. So gaming is everywhere. Gaming is on mobile. There is now a gaming hub, as example Windows Phone. And in this gaming hub, you can directly create your avatar. You can use messaging for Xbox Live. It's a perfect integration cross-platform between Windows Phone and Windows Live. We know today, and it's not only for Windows Phone, but also for iPhone and Android, in the top 10 applications, we have only gamings. Okay? And it's interesting because we have casual gaming, but we have also hardcore gaming. GTA 3 is now top 1 or top 2 on iPhone. We have Call of Duty. We have many games now coming on phones which are really hardcore gamer. So it's a mix of casual gaming and hardcore gaming. So gamification is not only on mobile, on console, it's cross-platform. And just so you have to click for the movie, I need your help.
Sorry.
So I don't know if you know this video. It's only to show that it will be possible. It's still a vision to play cross-platform. So you have the Kinect, someone playing on Kinect, and at the same time you have someone using the phone in the scenario. So touching the phone to launch balls, while the other people, the guy, is trying to capture the ball. So it's really interaction between phone and Xbox. It's still a vision, and with the launch of Windows 8, we know this dream will come true, and we will have that kind of games cross-platform, certainly. Gamification advertising. Have you an idea if you have a good scenario in terms of gaming in advertising? Have you an idea what will be the benefit of this? No one? In fact, it's very simple. And I'm going to launch directly the video to illustrate this. Yeah, it's okay. So in fact, this is a demo. So you can see directly on Xbox the dashboard. And it's a scenario based on what we called in-game advertising. But it's not the old-fashioned in-game advertising, putting the banner in a gaming. And by the way, Barack Obama did that during the first election. It's a little bit old-fashioned. Now we are a step further, and we try to create simulation. And this is based on the movement. So this is Kinect-based, and the user can play directly with this, making movement with his arms, you see? And so it's very simple. So you do like this. Yeah, I'm coming back. I miss it. You see, it's quite cool, very simple. And you have the principle of gamification because you have a score, you have achievement, and congratulations, you have the message, and so on. What's interesting, after this, you have really the art stuff. So it's also important to give the message to the consumer. And the message is coming back, and you will see don't need to do something.
Okay.
Just afterwards, you have a video showing
right hand.
The advertising. And you, we see directly the link between the real advertising in the real world with the gaming you did. And so the engagement with the consumer will be higher. And what we see is that in terms of brand recognition, it's an increase of 25% versus traditional campaign. And in terms of brand intention or brand purchasing, it's an increase of 20%, that kind of advertising. So, you know, so the fact is gamifications increases the engagement. But gamification is also serious. Is there anyone who can give me an example of what we call serious gaming in this room? Is there someone serious?
Serious games are about things that are being considered serious and not funny. But they are funny, and so people do them and enjoy them, and they learn, or they acquire new skills or techniques. It can be interesting for handicapped people, for instance. Am I right? What do I get?
I will give you a beer just afterwards. Okay, gamification it's perfectly explained. Thank you. So just to give you an example, I don't know if you know Fishing Cactus as a company. You probably know. Yeah, you can give me a word about this.
No.
Okay. So Fishing Cactus is a company based in Mons. We are working a lot with them, and we've developed two. We are developing two with them two serious gaming. The first one is Roger. Is anyone knowing this, Roger? No. The purpose is really to help, people with short-term memory deficiency, and it means we are going to use the gaming scenario and the Kinect technology to help them to work on specific scenarios. As example, okay, I'm going to go to Italy, I need to make my suitcase, so it's quite a scenario. You have two possibilities. The first one, you go at home with a therapist. It costs a lot, it's quite complex. The other possibility is to go at the hospital and with the therapist is to work with him on a specific scenario. Two ways. The first one is to use, a controller, which could be really complex. Or the other one is to use this technology, Kinect. And this is the idea of Roger. So Roger will be the first the first serious gaming in this genre in the world, I guess. And so we can be proud of this because it's a Belgian company. A second example, also coming from Fishing Cactus, is Game2Cure. So Game2Cure is also Kinect-based. It's also based on the movement. And the idea is to enjoy your therapy and to get directly a feedback and to use the gamification scenario to reward you. And the principle is to work on two movements in order to help you to remuscle your muscle. Okay? But gamification is more than that. And I think in the future it will be a very important scenario that's really important for entrepreneurs in this room to use this scenario. How many people are entrepreneurs in this room? Okay. So I'm just going to show you this video. You can help me.
Yes, sure.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I like interactivity, as you see. So
we started with a sensor that turned voice and movement into magic.
Xbox, play.
And we thought this will be fun to play with, and it was. But something amazing is happening. The world is starting to...
It's very dangerous to give me that kind of device in my hand.
I knew that. So, again.
Yeah, sorry.
We started with a sensor that turned voice and movement into magic.
Xbox, play.
We thought, This will be fun to play with. And it was. But something amazing is happening. The world is starting to imagine things we hadn't even thought of. Unexpected things. Hopeful things. Beautiful things. Inspired things. Which is why, even though the world keeps asking us what we'll do with Connect next, we're just as excited to ask the world the same thing.
So the entrepreneurs in this room, where they are? Ah, there is no entrepreneur anymore. My God. Ah, okay. So just a question for you. It's when you see that, are you going to launch something in the gaming or something else related to this?
Yeah, that sounds very attractive.
Okay, interesting. If you decide to launch something, what's the most important thing you need to do, you think?
Well, I think that the customers should have fun when they use it.
Yeah, I think it's really good. It's to have fun when using it. That's cool. I think the second aspect, which is really important, is to be different. And just to give you an idea, and some people know this, what's this?
Looks like a cow.
It's exactly like a cow. I don't know if you've ever been in in Knok or Ostende.
Yes, I've been there.
You know how many cows there are?
I never counted them, but there are some new cows. They made a new park, so I guess.
Yeah, you've never counted, and that's the point. And you can compare. I guess there are more than 1,000, 2,000 cows if you go from Brussels to Ostend as example. And you can compare this course to the number of products being launched the number of products or messages in touch with the consumer every day. So every day, each consumer got between 500 and 2,000 messages. And you can compare this with the co. And as you said, when you go to the beach, to the coast, you don't see this co. Okay? And how to make this really visible?
Yeah, if they are different, then you will notice them.
Yeah, that's the point. If they are different, you will notice them. And guess what? If there is one call like this, I'm sure you will see this. I'm sure you will take a picture of this and send it to your friends, to your colleagues, to your family, and so on. I'm sure. And that's your responsibility as entrepreneur, is to make a purple call. And a purple code is very simple. A purple code, it's simply positioning the product on the right way, make it very simple, meeting the consumer needs. As you said, make it fun, enjoy it, making the focus on the entertainment, on the differentiation, and then the consumer will be ready to buy it. And you know what? The magic is that when the consumer will buy it, if the positioning is right on the spot, you know, the dream is that the consumer will be your best ambassador. And the consumer will sell the product for you to other consumers. And that's the dream. And I'm sure you have, everyone in this room, have top-of-mind products which do that. We know top-of-mind products which have a very large base of fans. And that's the magic, is to use this fan base to sell products on our behalf, okay? So that's your responsibility as entrepreneur, is to take the insight of today and to go further on this and to really have a marketing thinking, okay, how am I going to meet the consumer needs? What do I need to be different? What can I do to be very, very accurate on the positioning? Dare to be different. Most of the time, it's a question of daring. And once you dare it, just go for it, and I'm sure you will meet fun consumer, and they will do the job for you. Okay, so that was my presentation of today. I'm ready to answer question.
Thank you very much. You can keep the mic if you want.
Okay.
Maybe there is a question in the room, or okay. We'll keep it for the last words after the last speaker. Okay, maybe. So thank you very much, David, because I think it's everyone's dream or every entrepreneur's dream to have more than customers, to have ambassadors. And I think that you gave us some explanation or some tips to go in this way. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, I get it. The next one? Yeah. Okay, so now for this last topics of this session, we will do it in French because this is not only a French company, but also they have a demonstration maybe to show us in French. And we were talking about dream. We were saying that the dream of any entrepreneurs is to have more than customers, to have ambassadors. We will talk about another dream. On va parler d'un autre rêve, celui d'une informatique sans souris, sans clavier, celui des interfaces naturelles, les fameuses natural user interface. On parle de reconnaissance vocale, on parle d'assistant personnel, on parle d'intelligence ambiante. Quand on parle de tous ces sujets, on appelle Grégory Renard. Voici tes outils, le mic et le clicker. Tu vas nous parler aujourd'hui. Donc, on va faire cette petite présentation en français parce que je crois que tu as une démo. Grégory, bienvenue. Merci de venir. Alors, juste un petit mot. XBrainsoft, c'est une société française, mais qui travaille depuis longtemps déjà avec la Belgique, qui est partenaire, qui est issu d'un groupe, le groupe Usilink, qui est partenaire Microsoft Gold Partner depuis de nombreuses années. Je crois que tu es toi-même issu des communautés de développeurs.
Oui, bonjour. Hi everyone. I can try to speak a little bit in English, so I'm very sorry. I'm working in France and in Canada, in Quebec, and I'm very happy to be there to show our presentation and to present notre outil. What is it? I just want to show you what is a new kind of tools, a new kind of interaction with the mobile, with your computer, with your device, and we just saw with the two first speakers a new kind of user experience. It's very interesting. You spoke about Entity Docomo. It's very interesting with e-concierge. Maybe you can give us some information about the market.
Yes, that is a success. I forgot to say it. Yeah, that's right. I forgot to say that iConcierge is a huge success by Entity Docomo because after not even 2 years after launching the service, they reached more than 5 million of users, and people in Japan pay to have this kind of personal assistant. I guess it's in Europe for now. It's free. You just launched it last week in France. Yeah, this week you introduced it in Belgium.
And we just launched last week in France just for the demo and to try the market for us. It's the new application Engie. Engie, it's what I want to show you.
So what is Engie?
Yes, Engie is just your personal life assistant in your phone, on Windows Phone, but in the future in the other platform, in iOS, in Android. And what is really a personal life assistant? I can show you with my Windows Phone, but I think it's a little bit small for all people, and I have a movie. Maybe if you can switch on my second computer. Thank you very much. I'm very sorry. For the moment, Engie just in French, and we are working now to translate in English for, I think, in 2 weeks.
I heard you go to the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, so...
Yeah,
should be from end of February.
We will be at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona to show that.
Météo à Paris.
So I just ask, what is the weather in Paris?
IDF, France, -3 degrees Celsius, nuageux.
I think that this first demo will be allow you to think about another product on the market.
We will not name it.
So, yeah.
Quel est le cours de bourse de Microsoft?
Sorry.
Qu'y a-t-il ce soir à la télé?
It's just on the TV program in France.
Voici le programme télé.
And you can deploy to see what there is this evening on the TV.
That's really the first time I see that. I mean that you can ask the TV program to your personal life.
Yeah, effectively.
Your mobile phone.
Ask that, but better of that, the agent can propose to you what will be the best program for you at this evening at the TV.
How does it work?
I will explain that to you in a few minutes.
Okay.
Peux-tu traduire en anglais?
So as you saw, I'm not very good in English. I have a new assistant for me for my life. It's really.
Je recherche la salle de sport.
I'm looking for the sports hall.
Peux-tu traduire en japonais?
Quel est le texte que tu veux traduire?
And now Angie can translate in.
Je recherche la salle de sport.
I just allow on NG. I trust in
NG. Quels sont les anniversaires de mes amis aujourd'hui?
So I have too many friends on Facebook, and NG is a little bit slow for that.
So this means that NG, your personal assistant, is going to your Facebook account. And yeah, it is checking what are the birthdays, date of your friends, and then it can tell you that will be soon the birthday of one of your friend.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Effectively, and Angie can help me to find a gift for my friends if I'm on the market and I just say, oh, Angie, what's the birthday of my friends today? And she tell me, oh, that's the list of the birthday of your friends today. And I say, oh, okay, Angie, can you... help me to find an idea of a gift for my
idea.
Wife. And she going to my profile Facebook, going mm-hmm. to the profile of my wife, and going to the preference of my wife, and help me to find a great gift for my wife or for my friend.
It is really far beyond something else on the market.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So you can see que
trouve-moi une station service.
Ah, okay, yeah. The demonstration was in Lille. What is interesting about that? We are working with a partner Nokia to allow us to propose with Engie to find the more cheap gas station near you.
Okay, so I can find the cheapest.
It was a demonstration that I showed in okay. Paris next week.
Okay, good.
Well,
very good.
So, Angie have more competencies.
Yeah,
and
a lot
that
of skills.
We can create, but that you developers, you can create. And Angie, it's just a demonstration. It's just a demonstration of a platform. And maybe if you can come back on my slide, please. Mix? Oh, okay, thank you.
So I think this is the main reason why you're invited today, because
yeah.
you do not only present an application.
No, I don't
present
NG. You
represent a platform,
yeah.
platform with an open SDK for
yeah.
all the developers of the community, so they can use by themselves the SDK. That's right?
What is our vision? Our vision is just to allow each developer to create this new kind of application, new kind of personal life application. And our vision for the market, it's to bring a personal life assistant for each company, for each home, for each car, for each users, on multi-screen, multi-devices, and to bring more wellness, to save time, and to save money.
Oh, good.
So it's just a platform. This platform, so as you can see there, It's an SDK, yes. SDK in Visual Studio that you can download, you can contact us and take it directly on your Visual Studio to create your own Engie, your own competencies for Engie, and we create a marketplace to allow the developer to push the competencies to create more,
more
big,
skills.
Big skills, yes. And what is really important to understand, in the first time we are working on mobile, but we are working now on the TV, now on the PC. It was our first device when we went, and we are working on object on the connected object.
Connected object. So that means that exactly in the same way that David explained us that gaming is now becoming a kind of multi-platform experience. We can have a gaming experience on the mobile phone and then in my living room with Kinect. So you are telling us that our personal life assistant will be also a kind of multi-platform service. I can start the conversation with my personal assistant on the smartphone and go on with it in my living room tomorrow
exactly.
For a Kinect with voice recognition with Kinect, for example.
It's just the cycle of the life. You are at the office, you'd say, Angie, what there is on the TV this evening? Angie give you the program on Messenger. Mm-hmm. You're going to your car and you speak, oh, Angie, I want to go into the more cheap gas station near me. Mm-hmm. And when you are at your home, it's why I do know me for the moment with Angie. And okay. When I'm at my home, I'm going to my touch screen on my home and say, Angie, give me some information and translate me a text or more. What's the last information today? Angie going to the blog or to the information website, take the information exactly as I do it. Angie don't stock the information, just going to the different information on the web, working on it, mash it, and push the information to you.
Okay, great. So in a real time, it
in
goes...
In real time, as you saw on the video, it's just really quick. Okay. And we are working on Windows Phone and other platform,
okay,
on
so
Windows 8, etc.
Yes, so it means that it's really not a problem for the clients. It can be connected to any device, any OS.
Yeah, and one more thing about that, Angie, know that it's you on the different device.
Okay.
Just with your Facebook account, live account, your ID, we create some skills for the company. And you say to Angie, oh, Angie, I want a meeting room now. And Angie going to the Active Directory Exchange, look on the agenda of the meeting room,
yes,
and looking after for capture on the room.
Okay.
To say, okay, this room, it's not free for the moment, but you can go in there. There is nobody on the room.
I think you told me that's an experience that you did in Lille or in Paris. I don't remember, but you did something like that. So it was real possible to book a meeting room in the company with just my personal assistant saying that, please get me a meeting room.
It's just what you want that NG do. Mm-hmm. You create it with the SDK on C# and on with Visual Studio. You push it and it's okay. You have your own assistant in your company on in your home.
So,
and I think the view is for the previous speaker was very good. Mm-hmm. And what we are doing, we just push the tools to create this new kind of experience.
Okay, so I think that should be very interesting for companies. I remember we were talking with Quinn Peregrims from 4Pilot Companies. We were talking about tablet application. So that means that tomorrow the professional in a mobile situation could have tomorrow some that kind of application with a natural user interface, with a kind of intelligence, and that could be possible to talk with a device to ask informations about a customer account, for example, or a process, a technical process, anything.
Yeah.
And what do we need? If we are a company, if I am a company, what do I need to start working on this SDK?
Two ways. The first way, you are a customer, you want to try with Engie the demonstration, you're going to the marketplace of Microsoft. I'm sorry, for the moment, Engie is just allowed for the French marketplace.
Okay.
French in Belgium too.
Okay.
French in Switzerland and in Quebec.
It doesn't work, yes,
in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks in English. We are just looking for some partners to help us to translate in Dutch.
Okay, so if there is anyone
language.
In the room who would be interesting to work with XBrainSoft for the translation of this service.
It's the first step. For the second step, for the company that wants to create our own Engie or another name that they want to give at the agent, you can contact us to give the SDK and try it and working. We have some. We have a lot of partners in France, Switzerland, and Canada for the moment that work with the SDK and create some new kind of interaction with the computer. Computer without keyboard, without mouse, just a new interaction to give you more awareness, to save time and money.
Wow, great. Last question. Do you think it's really the future to have an informatic without mouse and without keywords? Do you think?
So I think that's a really good question, and it's not at me to answer about that. It's just about the other speakers that show many information and samples about that. It's the market going on this way with Entity Docomo. I'm sorry for Microsoft to say this name, with Apple, with Google. The big one of the market going to this new kind of user experience, and we just want to allow all people and all developers and everyone to create this new kind of tool. Well,
great, thank you very much. That's very interesting, because this morning I learned that Microsoft is reaching the gap between mobile environment, mobile internet, and PC with this new experience with the Windows Phone. We learned how we are proposing with Microsoft environment a lot of new experiences, gaming experience, a cross-platform experience between mobile phone, Kinect in the living room. And now you're telling us that we are reaching another state, another level with an informatic. Et maintenant, donc, tu nous apprends qu'il est possible de parler à son mobile, Windows Phone, mais également de lui demander un tas d'informations, un tas de choses, et qu'il va pouvoir en plus nous pousser des infos, et qu'en plus, les entreprises peuvent s'emparer de ce SDK pour développer leurs propres services.
Tout à fait.
Okay,
merci.
Super. Thank you very much. So maybe we just have 2 or 3 minutes for a few questions, if there is anyone in the room. Do you have a few questions? Please.
Yeah.
Vous pouvez poser en français, en anglais, comme vous voulez.
Yeah, but I'm a little bit worried about Engie. If I am a developer and I want to develop a module to use it, how am I sure that actually Apple will not close down this application in a couple of months? Because actually in the demo I have not seen a thing that is not possible with Siri right now. Maybe not in Belgium, but in the States, everything that's shown here is actually possible there. And they have a lot of patents. You know, they have a lot of money, so I don't think that I will invest in it, because I think it's very dangerous.
Okay, it's an interesting question. So you are worried about intellectual property, and you're worried about if I do an application with this platform, is there some risk? Qu'est-ce que tu en penses, Grégory? Est-ce qu'il y a des risques aujourd'hui si un développeur donc investit du temps pour créer une application avec cette plateforme? Est-ce qu'il y a un risque qu'il soit bloqué pour des questions de propriété intellectuelle? Je crois qu'XBrainSoft est une jeune société. Tu as déjà engagé, je pense, une démarche de propriété intellectuelle. Est-ce qu'il y a des soucis, des risques de ce côté?
Oui, je pense que de toute façon, comme tout nouveau marché qui émerge, il y a un risque en fait potentiel. Aujourd'hui, ce qu'il faut remarquer, c'est que, par exemple, Apple a mis Siri à disposition dans l'iPhone 4S. Par contre, il y a déjà des Siri Me Too qui sont apparus, donc sur Apple, par exemple avec Vlingo, avec Evi également, donc qui ont été acceptés et validés sur le marketplace. Donc, on part en fait de ce principe, de se dire que voilà, c'est un peu l'émergence de ce qui se met en place. Et notre démarche étant de travailler dans une ouverture. Voilà. Donc, je peux que vous amener des faits. Je peux pas vous amener de réponses claires et nettes sur le fait de dire est-ce qu'un jour on va être bloqué par Apple ou éventuellement accéléré par un autre partenaire. Voilà. C'est un pari qu'on a pris et je pense que vous êtes grand pour prendre la décision.
Okay, thank you very much for this question. I think we should have a look on this. Natural user interface, all these new trends. I think there's a lot of fights on the intellectual property and we should have a look on that. Thank you. Another question?
Grégory, can we imagine to propose billable services on such a platform, and in this case, of course, do you plan to own the platform to be a safe billable place? Like we could create services, book me a travel and be a travel agency, for instance, that kind of thing.
Can I just say what about this question? I think so. You are asking us if it is possible to make a transaction just with a voice command. C'est ça. En fait, est-ce que je... Yes, technically, but is it really safe? Please, Grégory.
So, ouais, c'est aussi une très bonne question. En fait, on travaille sur pas mal de ces aspects-là. Aujourd'hui, on a fait des tests, par exemple, sur la France, où vous êtes peu importe où. Donc, dans une région, vous dites quel est le prochain train pour Lille. Et en fait, votre agent va être capable de vous donner le prochain train que vous pouvez espérer prendre. Donc, et non pas le prochain train qui est dans l'itinéraire, parce que vous êtes géolocalisé, il va rechercher pour vous, trouver la gare la plus proche, et ensuite vous amener vers le billet. À partir de là, l'idée sur laquelle on travaille aujourd'hui, c'est de renvoyer vers une page plus officielle, en fait, permettant de faire la transaction. Donc, en fait, en question. Après, il y avait peut-être une autre question qui était sous-entendue, qui pourrait dire, est-ce que n'importe quel développeur pourrait créer une compétence qu'il pourrait commercialiser au travers d'un outil tel que celui-ci? La réponse est d'office oui. Alors, elle est oui de deux manières. Première manière, contactez-nous, récupérez le SDK, créez votre propre agent. Donc, à savoir également que lorsque vous développez une compétence, celle-ci tourne de la même manière sur toutes les plateformes. Donc la compétence traduction fonctionnera aussi bien dans un robot intelligent, puisqu'on a fait des tests avec des robots humanoïdes également, donc quand vous conversez directement avec un robot, que éventuellement dans votre téléphone. Donc ça, c'est après à vous de créer votre application et votre modèle de revenu. Ou alors, au travers d'une application plus globale, donc que l'on est occupé de porter avec des opérateurs téléphoniques, qui va vous permettre, en fait, on est occupé de travailler sur une marketplace pour permettre aux développeurs, en fait, de venir mettre leur application, du moins leurs compétences, de la mettre à disposition gratuitement ou de la commercialiser. Donc là aussi, on travaille sur une démarche, en fait, de se dire, voilà, c'est un nouveau marché sur lequel on est. Donc on est occupé de créer et de structurer tout ça. Donc la marketplace est en cours pour l'année.
Last question? Oh, that was the last question. Is that right? Okay. So thank you very much all. And that was a pleasure to have you. Let's carry on talking about innovation and mobile devices during the lunchtime. Thank you very much. Have a good tech day. Bye.